It's Thursday, April 27th. Hi, I'm Kelly Burley. Time for Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. And Burns, let's start with a welcome home.
Oh, thanks. We've been in China for the last 10 days and visiting the universities that we work with over there. We have a number of programs where they'll actually send students to us and we send students to them. So we were at about six cities and in a fairly short amount of time. But it's always great to be home, I'll tell you.
And you're home now, and we're in the final throes of the semester. And this morning, a big event happening at Gallagher Arena.
There is indeed. The annual Women of OSU Spring Symposium kicks off at 9:30 this morning. This is a wonderful organization. Alums and friends of OSU come together, and they raise money and give great scholarships to our students. We just really appreciate these women of OSU and all they do. The keynote speaker at the event today is journalist and television personality Joan London. I'm sure some remember her as a co-host of ABC's Good Morning America for many years. She's also a very and well-read author, 8 books I think she's written. And she'll share her personal career story and discuss the incredible change in the workforce for women. Also at the event, the Women for OSU will name its Philanthropist of the Year and award scholarships to outstanding OSU students. But as of this moment, the Philanthropist of the Year is secret, so I can't tell you who that person is.
Well, let's turn to OSU's new collaborative degree program designed to boost the number of college graduates.
Yeah, in Oklahoma as a state, it certainly needs more college graduates. The percentage of college graduates in our state is much lower than many of our competitor states. What we're instituting is the Agricultural Leadership Degree Completion Program that will add more graduates in those areas. It's a partnership between OSU and 3 Oklahoma two-year colleges, Connor State, Murray State, Northeastern Oklahoma A&M. It will improve the 4-year degree completion rate for students who need bachelor's degrees in agricultural leadership from OSU. It's a mix of online, satellite, and blended courses. The program will fit various needs of the students, including those who must remain in place. You know, our partner on KOSU, APM Marketplace, just had a series on how to get a job that a robot won't replace. And the upshot of it really is advanced education. So we really look forward to this program. We have a 3-year U.S. Department of Agriculture Higher Education Challenge grant to help this program.
And finally, Burns, OSU will be the place for some big-time athletics over the next couple of years.
Yeah, I really want to compliment Mike Holder and his team at the OSU Athletic Department for being successful in landing these huge events. OSU will host in 2018, so this next year, men's and women's golf championship at Carson Creek. This is the second time it's been at Carson Creek. And in 2020, the OSU will host the men's and women's tennis at the Michael and Ann Greenwood Tennis Center and the men's and women's cross country. In addition, OSU will host regional championships in men's and women's cross country in 2019, men's golf in 2021, and women's golf in 2022. So it's a recognition of the quality of our programs and our facilities.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.